Joining me is Nabil Rajab. He is president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. Thanks for joining us, Nabil. We're hearing reports of the arrests of doctors and nurses today, and also of activists. What can you tell us about what's going on in Bahrain?
Situation is very critical. You have approximately one person for every 1,000 citizens is detained right now for a political reason. Bahrain government seems that they are going ahead in cracking down a peaceful protest that were calling for democracy and elected government and constitution written by the people, as they were inspired by other countries where they gained democracy from their revolution. Bahrainis, they thought also they deserve to have democracy, an educated society, society that has a culture. But unfortunately, Bahrain's situation looks different than the others because you have an army which is imported from outside, from Pakistan and Jordan and Syria and Yemen. At the same time, you have our government invited other troops from Saudi Arabia and all that to deal with those peaceful protests. So this is the situation we're facing. The protests were attacked completely. Villages were sieged and surrounded by army and GCC and Saudi army, and people were killed, thousands of people injured, hundreds of people arrested. Many people are hiding, hundreds of people are hiding. Hundreds of people were terminated from their work based on sectarian basis. Many salary were cut, and many students studying abroad, they were asked to come back, and their financial help, it was stopped just because they have said that they need to change the government or they want to have democracy or participated in the protests outside the embassy or inside Bahrain. Things is pretty bad here in Bahrain now. Over 400 people were detained the past 2 weeks.
I know you were arrested. Based on your own experiences, Nabil, what do you believe they're going through right now?
Well, taking into consideration our history in human rights, seeing the International Human Rights Organization report in the past 2 years, we have culture of torture, committing torture by our government. Bahrain is a very well-known country in practicing torture. Many international organizations have urged Bahrain to stop this systematic torture and urge the government to open an investigation on this systematic and organized torture. But unfortunately, Bahrain government always ignored this. So I would assume most of those bloggers, most of those the website administrators and human rights defenders are facing torture now. And at least one man died before yesterday and he was in prison. And we believe strongly that he died because he'd been tortured by the people interrogating him. So I'm afraid that many bloggers and who were active in the net, in Twitter and Facebook, are facing very bad time at this point of time.
And what about you? Are you fearful of speaking out as you do?
I mean, arrest or harassing, intimidation will never stop an activist who believes in his work and believes in the importance of his work. I do believe my work very much. I was arrested, as I told you, and I was beaten up. But that has encouraged me to do more activism, believing this situation cannot be continued. And this activism that we are doing, it has a cost. Cost, it might reach to be our life. But, you know, once we believe in our work, once I believe in my work, I'm willing to bear that cost to see the changes that I'm fighting for.
You're speaking with the Voice of America. We have an audience in the Middle East, but also on Capitol Hill and within the administration. If you had a chance to give a message, what would it be?
I will ask the American friends who believes in democracy and believes in human rights, and they are the majority of the American. We share the same values. We share the same principles. Human Rights Organization in the United States doing a great job. We ask him, we urge him to look at our country, to help our people, because we know they respect what we are fighting for, to help us by pressurizing the administration and to pressure the Bahrain government to stop its violence towards the peaceful people who are calling for very legitimate rights guaranteed by international convention. And we thank all these people in the United States who are with us now, who are supporting us. We appreciate their help, and that will never be forgotten, will be always appreciated by our people.
Nabil Rajab, I thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.